In one of the most striking scenes in a new documentary titled Strong, we see Cheryl Hayworth reaching into a drawer which overflows with the medals she's earned lifting enormous amounts of weight. Cheryl Hayworth, who became the youngest athlete ever to win an Olympic weightlifting medal at the 2000 Games in Sydney, joins me now from Georgia Public Broadcasting to answer the question, Cheryl, do you have any idea how many medals are in that drawer?
I have wondered that. Each competition I lifted in, with the exception of the Olympics, one gets three medals. And gosh, there were years where it wasn't unusual for me to compete and win 8, 9 times, 10. So multiply that by 15. I'm just going to wait till somebody else does the math and then agree.
We're also joined by Julie Wyman, who directed the film Strong, which will premiere on the public broadcasting series Independent Lens on Thursday. Julie, tell me a little bit about what led you to want to make a film about Cheryl.
I saw coverage of Cheryl in 2000. She was all over the media, and there were these images of a 17-year-old, 300-pound, amazing athlete who was powerful on a platform and also confident in her body. And that just spoke to me. I feel like we live in a culture where we don't get to see big women, big girls, being powerful, being seen as beautiful and valuable and healthy and strong. And I wanted to learn who this person was and bring this image to a wider audience.
Cheryl, you were a big, strong child, and the film includes the story of how one of your male friends used to stand on your shoulders so he could build tree houses. At what point did it occur to you that your size might help you become a champion?
I was very active in all sports. We had a swimming pool. I spent almost all of my time in it during the summers, it being so hot here in southern Georgia, and playing basketball when it was the season, softball, etc. I could always throw the softball further than my counterparts. I could hit the ball further. But I always felt a little bit more powerful, a little bit more flexible, and just all around an athlete. And when I saw Olympic-style weightlifting happening, when I went into this gym to train for softball, there's a fluidity, there's a grace. Technique is so important, and the speed with which these athletes are moving tremendous amounts of weight, it sort of captivated me.
Your pride in what you've accomplished is evident throughout the film, as is the camaraderie you share with your teammates. But there are moments in the film when it's evident that being Cheryl Hayworth has not always been so great. Let's listen to one of those segments.
So you begin to hate what you do because it's keeping you trapped somewhere. All the men are always trying to get big and strong, but all the women, they're always trying to get smaller.
How often did you find yourself feeling trapped?
Quite often, in those situations, in those uncomfortable social situations where, you know, I was outside of the weightlifting gym. You know, it's time to go to the store and get something that's not going to fit me well. After searching, you know, hours and hours, and present myself in such a way that's going to make me feel uncomfortable or a little out of place. You know, for example, every time I see a terrified face in an airplane where there's an empty seat, and I know the person in their head is like, don't sit next to me, don't sit next to me. I'm like, ah, if they only knew that, you know, I'm this way for a reason. But then I think to myself, oh, that's so silly. Why can't I just move about my day-to-day life and not feel challenged all the time or threatened and have to explain everything that I do? And that is true. It's very true what I said. The gentlemen who were lifting weights were always trying to eat as much as they can in order to get bigger and stronger, and where all the ladies were always having discussions about how they can cut back. How can I maintain my strength and be in the next lightest weight class?
Julie, tell us a little bit about how you went about balancing really two stories in this film, the story of an Olympic champion, an extremely accomplished athlete, with the story of a woman who sometimes feels that her own culture finds her unacceptable.
To me, it was always most important to be telling a human story, a story not just about an athlete or even a weightlifter, but a person who's striving and then coming up against disappointment and limitations, and those are what's making her ask the bigger question about, you know, who am I, where's my real strength, and how do I kind of move through this and with a sense of kind of integrity and pride.
Cheryl, I've read that you're very happy with your current job with Savannah College of Art and Design, but have you closed the door on competing at another Olympics?
Well, it's certainly a tough door to close, and I am very happy with what I do. Education is very important to me, and I believe in, you know, the message of Savannah College of Art and Design. It's my alma mater. I certainly am retired now for logistical reasons. For example, some nitty-gritty complicated things such as drug testing. I must be followed around, but since I travel so much, it's impossible. So I had to formally submit retirement papers. But, you know, Rio de Janeiro sounds like a nice place.
And only 4 years away.
Right. Piece of cake.
Cheryl, at the end of the film, you anticipate what you call, I'm quoting again here, this tangible freedom that you will achieve after you retire from weightlifting. Have you found that freedom?
In a way, yes. It certainly has its beginning and its end. For example, the last time I was ever in a weightlifting gym because I had to be was several years ago. And frankly, it gets old not being strong anymore. I kind of miss my muscles a little bit. The life of a professional athlete is by no means normal. It is not, in a lot of ways, reality. And so the idea of leaving that world and leaving those four walls was very intriguing, and it has not disappointed. There's a lot of interesting things going on, you know, in the real world, and I'm having a great time. But I do. Some part of me misses muscles and competing and the whole limelight that's happening here with the build-up to the Olympics. But I'm also really looking forward to watching as a spectator and cheering on some of my good friends who are still competitors.
Cheryl Hayworth won an Olympic medal in 2000, and she's also set American records as a weightlifter and filled the aforementioned drawer with medals she's won at other competitions as well. Cheryl, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, no worries. Thanks for having us.
And Julie Wyman is the director of Strong, premiering on the PBS series Independent Lens on Thursday. Julie, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having us.
You can find intriguing sports stories, photos, and discussions updated throughout the week at our Facebook page, facebook.com/onlyagameradio. Visit the page now, like us, and see photos of former Olympic powerlifter Cheryl Hayworth. That's at facebook.com/onlyagameradio. You're listening to Only a Game.